Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
What that meant was I was getting loads of views on the content, loads of people clicking yes to these events. So I put a bit of money into it.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today I'm joined by Ben Saville. Now get this, Ben is a guy who seems up for anything. His entrepreneurial spirit is huge, and of course, some ideas work out better than others. Now he helps entrepreneurs create meaningful connections with their networks. But Ben hit his first big disappointment trying to create nightlife events at university. That's coming up after the break.
Dad on Money is the financial podcast for regular people. I'm Stephen Williams, and I host Dad on Money with a rotating cast of my kids.
I'm Jerrica. I am a college graduate, a young stay-at-home mom, and a planner.
I'm Alex. I'm an entrepreneur, I guess, and the one who's roped everyone in the family into podcasting.
I'm Melandra, and I just started my career as an educational assistant, and I'm a little bit of a workaholic.
And I'm Bryce. I'm a student in the middle of a lot of career exploration.
Dad on Money focuses on the simple habits and actions you can take to live a financially sustainable life and take care of that which matters most to you. Listen to Dad on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Saville, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Excellent. So let's talk about creating events. What was it that you were trying to do? And then ultimately, how did you fail?
Yeah, cool. So I started creating some student nightlife events when I first got into uni. In my second year of university. And I realized, like, you know, I want to be doing something more. I want to go out of my way to create something myself. I had an entrepreneur kind of mindset that I didn't want to fall into, you know, going to work all the time or not really doing that much, just learning. I felt, you know, a bit uncomfortable there. So what I decided to do was make student nightlife events, but I would just promote the hell out of these events. I would really just focus so much time on promoting, like spamming, realistically, if I'm honest, spamming these events all across social media, creating videos and any kind of promotional tools, putting them in all of these different student groups, etc. And with that, what that meant was I was getting loads of views on the content, loads of people clicking yes to these events. So I'd put a bit of money into it, and I'd you know, promote it through Facebook that way. And I remember it was realistically, like, you know, the first big event that I had done. And we opened the doors to basically no one. It was my friends, my, you know, close group of friends, maybe eight of us in total, maybe a couple more, around 10, I imagine. And then like five other people. And man, this was meant to be an event. Like, this was meant to be the place where everyone was going to go. That was the whole essence of the party, right? If I just promote the hell out of it, it's going to be so many people in this one place. We're going to do a bit of stuff for obviously the music and some decor, but not really too much about that. Just making sure everyone gets to this event. And I was spending money on Facebook ads and, you know, decorations and DJs. No, hardly anyone turned up, like 15 people, and it sucked. It felt crap. I continued to do it for a bit. You know, I thought, okay, first event, not what I thought of it, but I've paid for a lot of stuff now. I could just do it again. So, you know, that is kind of insanity, right? That's what they say, do the same thing and expect a different result. So I'd done that, maybe tweaked a couple of things. And again, like, maybe just a bit better. Hardly any progress. These were big, big failures for me. And it was meant to be something huge. It was meant to be something that was my first steps into, you know, self-employment, really. I had the dreams of, I can travel, I can do whatever I want. I don't have to be stuck in a location. I'm going to become a millionaire, really, from this. Like, I'm going to sell my events at the end. And man, it didn't happen. It didn't happen like that at all. After a while of it, I maybe broke even. I think I lost money overall. Potentially I broke even. And then I just found myself having to go into work. That not that I didn't want to ever be in work, but that was the point. I'd actually, at the time that I'd started organizing these events, I'd got myself a little job. And I thought I was way too cool to be in a job at that time. I was like, I'm the person that creates events. I'm gonna quit my job and do this for the rest of my time.
I mean, obviously it never feels good when you create something, you want to do something, especially when you envision it succeeding at such a grand scale, right? So what were some of the things that you think ultimately went wrong with it? And is there a way or a universe, I guess, where you think that it could have gone well? And what would you have done differently?
The bits that worked, of course, look, think about this. All my friends turned up, like loads of my friends turned up, and then friends of friends really turned up, and then maybe a few kind of randomers. So what that means is making real connections with people, not doing any of this kind of crap, spamming people's social media, and not engaging with them properly. I actually run a thing at the moment. I've been running a small workshop. I done it the other day, which is called Making Your Network. So instead of just like posting stuff into your network and letting it kind of go out there, it's about really catching something important, which is, you know, these connections. So when you look at it, there is bits that works. My friends came, my friends were dedicated to being to this event. Whether or not they believed it was going to be a success, they wanted to be there because of me saying the reasons why I wanted to be there. And if I'd taken more time to make genuine connections with people, going out, saying to people, hey, this is my event, I want to achieve this and this, and this is what it's going to be like, I think people would have got more involved. Or even, you know, I could have been from the comfort of my home. Instead of just spending ages making the marketing look good, I could have really included people in it. So all of those people that said that they were coming to the event, I could have just directly messaged them. Like, hey, I'm so glad you're going to be coming here. And then maybe ask them, like, what made you want to come to this event? I'll make sure that it's there. I'll make sure that it's a big thing. At least understanding what people wanted and creating like these threads of conversation. This is a really important thing for like making your net work as a physical net and a metaphorical net. The threads that run through it, creating some real threads of conversation, asking people, oh, you liked that. Oh, you liked the video, or oh, you liked this piece of content. Why did you like it? Or why did you not like this thing? And I think in that way it would have worked if I made more real interactions with people rather than just sitting back and being like, wow, it looks like it's working. It looks like I'm getting loads of likes. But do people actually like it? Are they just like scrolling past, like, you know, just like clicking like mindlessly? Because those people I don't want at my event anyway, really. People that are like mindless, always on social media, scrolling through, just sitting on their phones. That wouldn't have been even the kind of people that I was reaching out to. So it would have been more about targeting my audience, speaking to them directly, finding out what it is that they liked, and putting more time into that rather than putting the time into this big event. And then maybe to be more sort of specific with like the question you asked, like maybe if this was a different universe and I'd done the same thing, would it have worked? As I said, yeah, there's elements of it that worked. Maybe if in that separate universe, I'd already made more friends before I'd got onto like just doing that kind of scheme. If I'd already made some real connections and people could just come up to me and speak to me without me having to, you know, go further. But I think that would have been key. I don't think it would have worked anyway if I just threw some stuff out there.
Yeah, I think it's impressive that you realize that that was the problem, that you needed to make more personal connections and really, really work with people and follow up too. I noticed you said that, you know, if you had messaged people when they clicked on the event or liked the event, said, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you there, and having that reminder and that, like you said, engagement with them. At the end of every episode, I always leave a chance for people to share what's working for them now, what bulb isn't broken, and what's going on with them. So this is the perfect opportunity. Feel free to brag a little bit and tell us what you do and where we can find you.
Cool. Awesome. So to make a nice continuation from that event, they did start to work a bit later when, you know, I'd gone further in, I took a different approach and I made real connections with people. And I had attendances that were focused more just to make 20 to 30 people arrive and really making it an interaction with them. But as I said, my biggest focus right now isn't events. Workshop events, that's slightly different, that people can engage in those right now, you know, with COVID. So that is a particular thing that I'm doing. And these are workshops, like the last one that I just had recently was making your network. So these are all business coaching workshops in terms in following up with events, and it's working well. I had my first one recently and there was, I think, 10 people in attendance, and they were all really in attendance. You know, they were all really interacted with. Everyone had something so valuable to share, and the engagement there, I like to see it as a nice brainstorming session. You know, in that idea, just following on with this networking and events idea, everyone had something so key to share, and I'm learning from everyone and spending an awful lot of time just researching into, you know, businesses and helping people reflect upon themselves. Actually, I'm not spending an awful lot of time researching particular businesses, but I'm more researching like business mindsets and how can people overcome these issues they're tackling. Because the fact, like, the honest truth is we all have ideas, we all have things that we really want to make big. For me, those events, but I never really said it out loud. I never really engaged with my idea with anyone that was willing to listen and improve upon that idea with me. Because you get a lot of people that maybe they want to sell you their business idea. They want you to sell something for them. You're going to get rich like this. And the way that I help people to, you know, create greater financial rewards is by them actively pursuing their passions. So my business coaching is working well by giving people an opportunity to reflect upon themselves, really go deep. Why did this work? Kind of like, you know, this question, like the questions that you're asking me here, allowing people to really go deep and reflect, like, what worked, what didn't work? Where would you like something to be? That's a really big one. Where would you like things to be? Why is that important to you? And what kind of things do you think you could do right now to start to make that a reality? And yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn. LinkedIn's the best place to find me. I also put a bit of work on YouTube, which is more just my ideas, me just speaking to a camera a lot of the time. And obviously, there is some specifics in there. But if you want to, you know, speak to me about your business ideas, I'm always really welcome to that. So LinkedIn's the best place. You can find me on there. My name's Ben Saville, the Brighter Journey Business Coach. And with that, you can drop me a message and we can really start to work together. And even if it's not a long-term thing, I'm always happy to just get people on the phone and help them understand themselves and the business journey that they want to go on.
That is fantastic. And I'll have links to all of that in the show notes so that people can find you, get involved with you, and see the work that you do. Thank you once again, Ben, for joining us.
No worries.
And thank you for listening. I really appreciated Ben's insights on the importance of building good connections. This is something that's come up multiple times on the podcast, and for good reason. We can't do these things alone. Special thank you to Ben Saville for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to connect with Ben using everything I've linked in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use in this podcast is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco,